Okay, shkoich to the Parnas and the Tarbik family, Lu'in Lishmas Yisrael Yitzhak, and Yaakov Pinchas, and Shomis and Aliyah, and the Shir Shabbos before Shemit for Brian Blair, Bas Yehudis, Ariella, before Shemit Al Shachal Yisrael. Okay, it's been a while since before Yantiv. We're finishing the Perek, the Maimer, on Taivis, on page Kuf Pei. We're up to Oiz Dalet, on page Kuf Pei, Oiz Dalet. At the end of the Maimer, which is the next page, there's going to be sort of a sikum of the different strategies of not just contending with Taivis and the Yetzer, but using the Taivis as a way of serving the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're up to Dalet. Omnam lefarmim hakoshi atzum. Sometimes hakoshi atzum. Sometimes a person is in a matzav where the nisayin is so strong. V'chol mahalche hamachshava v'hargosha. And all of the strategies that we learned in this maimer, all the strategies to think and to feel, enam po'alim kol kach, are not working well, are not working so well. V'afil ha'korach l'natzeach nechlash. And even the korach of this week, the korach of Netzach, L'natzeach, even the koach of being menatzeach is very weak. So what is the final frontier? That's what we're going to talk about here today at the end of this maimer. It doesn't mean it's the last resort, because it's the end and it's the beginning. But when a person sees that all the strategies just don't seem to be working, ha'tzarech lehikanes l'emuna pshuta u'tfila, and he has to enter into the world of simple, of emuna pshuta, tefila, davening, she'inyonam lahachzik chazak ba'Hashem Yisbarach atzmo. Because all of the machshavas and all of the hargoshes are wonderful and are very effective, but that sometimes nothing works except for the person to enter very, very deeply into emunah pshuta, into davening, lahachzik b'Hashem Yisbarach atzmo, to hold on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, not all the different machshavas, not all the different strategies, the thoughts, the feelings, but to hold on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Ki lefarmim peis kuf peil, ki lefarmim yesh nisayin gadol ma'od, because sometimes the nisayin is very great. And he can't think of all of these other things. These are all gewaldige things, but he can't come to himself. At that moment of the nisayin, he's overwhelmed, and he can't think straight. He's completely confused. Magish mebulbal ba'ofen nora. Asarch lehikanes lechelik achi b'sisi ba'avayda. Then he has to return to the most basic place of his avoda. He has to return to the headquarters of who he is, to the beginning of who he is. Liyitzomet l'Hashem Yisbaruch l'dar b'imo, to bind himself, to connect himself to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and to speak to him mitoich emuna pshuta, with emuna pshuta in the simplest way, da'ainu, which means sheyizgir es atzmo, to go someplace by himself, to run someplace by himself, and close himself in, and v'yifne el Hashem Yisbarach, and turn to Hashem Yisbarach, v'yasch l'dabir ito, and to speak to him, to do his bodidus. V'yisapel l'fnei Hashem Yisbarach, is kol ha'koshi she'over lov, and to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to describe to him, and to talk to Hashem about all of the, about this koshi, this nisayin that he feels that he's slipping into, that he doesn't have the presence of mind, the kaiches to overcome, the yivakesh es ezraso, and to ask for Hashem's help. V'tzarech lefareit es hargashosav. This is all that we're learning in the Hizbordus Chabur, and he has to specify. He has to go very, very clearly into the details of what he's feeling. V'esiroso shlo yipol chasashom, and how afraid he is that he's going to slip. V'yoymen, he should say, Ovi shebishamayim. Ani yodeh sha'ati iti b'sof kol hakayshi. to come to this simple clarity of my Father, I know that you're here with me in this difficulty. And I very much want to be able to pass this test. Lama binisayin. Ulisameach oscha. And I want to give you this simcha. I want to give you this nachas. And I know that if I'm successful, that I'll be closer to you than before. But I don't feel that I have the strength. I need the koch and the das in order to be matzliach. To say diburim like this, very simple and clear words, to spell things out to Kadosh Baruch Hu, to speak in such a way. Obviously, each person says whatever he wants. The ikur is to hold on, b'chol mechir, at any cost, as a kesher im Hashem Yisbach, not to let go, but to hold on to that kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ayidei hadibur, by speaking, not just by thinking, but by saying it, by speaking. Ayidei hadibur. Ke ikur hu lo lazov es Hashem Yisbach b'shum oifen. That's what we're learning about in the Yosef HaTzadik Chabur, b'lo sasur achrei levavchem, not to let go. From the word lahatir, matir, asurim, not to let go. Not to be untied. Lo lazav es Hashem Yisbach b'shum oifen. V'ze ayidei ha'amun ha'avur. And in this situation, the only way to stay attached is with this emuna habur, with simple and clear emuna. Shirakhu ha'emes, v'hu iti tamid b'chol ha'matzav, that only Hashem is the truth, and Hashem is here with me in every matzav. V'tov l'dabra an l'kudas ha'yichud sheba'oso inyan. And it's good if the person can talk about the nakuda of yichud in that particular inyan of the nisayin, for instance. So he brings one of the less dangerous nisayinis, but nisayin of achila. L'mashal, imbo'i lov taivas achila. Say the person is overcome with a taiva of eating. Yoyimel Hashem Yisbarach halavani yodeh shahakol zerak ata. I know that everything is you. V'chol ha'anah is erak ha'or shalcha, and any ha'anah, as we learned earlier, any ha'anah is only your light, it's only you. V'eich nafalti lachshav lahargish taiva. Now how is it that I have fallen, and I'm being drawn by this taiva? Ona tazer li lotzeis mizeh. Hashem, please help me to go out of this. Because even though I don't feel really myself the koiches to get out, nevertheless, I know, and inside of myself, even though I don't consciously feel this, but I believe that deep within me, everything is just your or. And to repeat over and over, Ani yodeh sha'ati iti. I know, Rabbi Shalom, that you're here with me. B'soich ha'kayshi, in this difficulty. V'ani yodeh sha'rak ata ha'or ha'amiti. And I know that only you are the or ha'amiti. Only you are the true light. V'chol ha'nisyonis hem klum. And all these nisyonis are nothing. V'kach yichazik es atzmo od v'od. And to strengthen yourself more and more. By entering into this recognition of Hashem's yichud, of everything being Hashem. B'derech shel dibur im Hashem, by speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'dibur u'bakasha, speaking to him and asking him, ad sheyargish hakala b'nisayin, until you feel that the nisayin is beginning to loosen up, to lighten up, the test is getting lighter. V'yagish etavoso akol nisoyin acher maschilim lihiraga. And you begin to feel the nisoyin is getting softer, that things are calming down. Let's just do the two notes. Im yochel aleches la'ezacheder, if at that moment of this difficulty that you're having, you can go to some other room, and to go by yourself, that's the best. But if you can't, if you're among people and it's not possible, then you have to still sort of disappear while being there. And to speak to Hashem, not in a way that is going to cause others to see or to notice. There are many eitzes. Eich lasas is how to do this. But eventually it's bayesh manoshim, not to be embarrassed from other people. So in a way that's not embarrassing, a way that people don't know, they don't hear you. You could be whispering, open up a sefer and whisper, and it looks like you're just learning. Or you close your eyes as if you've fallen asleep. But the ikur is not to be embarrassed and not to lose chayei hanetzach for this busha of a moment. But as soon as you feel this nisayon, find a way. The person has to find a way to speak to Hashem. Reish tzadik tes, v'ma nisayon hu shehu margish chayish ha'gadol ma'od. And if the nisayon is that he feels such a darkness, v'na margish es Hashem es baruch imo klal, that he doesn't feel Hashem with him at all. Then force yourself to talk to Hashem about the darkness that you're feeling and how you don't feel his presence at all. Hashem, for instance, to say, Hashem, Avi Shebishamayim, Ani Yodei Sha'ati Iti, I know that you're with me. Va'av She'ni Margish Ezeh Ka'ez, and even though I don't feel this right now, ma'oid ma'oid kashali, and it's very hard for me. And Yadesh is a rak nisayin. I know, at least intellectually, I know in my head that this is a nisayin. Shatim istatu, and you're hiding. You're here. Ava be'emes ati'iti, but you're really here. Ad sheyaschil lahargish es Hashem es baruch ito, until you say this over and over, until you begin to feel that he's there. V'zayor es nafsha. And even though you don't feel yet that you can overcome this, but it'll quiet down your soul because you've already allowed some of Hashem's light to enter. There was a Yerushalmi last night that was here, who I know for many, many years. He runs a yeshiva, and he shared with me what happened with one of his students, one of his former students, right before Pesach. It's a very involved story from a young man who's had a very, very difficult, 30, 31, 32, and he's had a very difficult life. And things reached a point where he went to the roof of his building to jump off. This just happened before Pesach. That he was going to kill himself. and at the last minute he was standing. He told this rabbi, this rabbi of his, that at the last minute he walked away. And he sat down on something up there, and he said that he just started to cry out to Hashem. And he said that he took out his phone and he started to say Tillim. And he said that he felt that David HaMelech was next to him, and he sat over there on this roof with David HaMelech next to him. And he said that he realized that he had never davened ever before in his life. Even though he grew up his whole life davening, he never really davened. That's what this was just telling me a few hours ago. and that he poured his heart out, and he was davening and davening and davening. And he's from a family of 11 children, and I think he told me like 6 of them are not from. Only one of them is married. And they're impoverished. It's a terrible story. And he said that he sat on this roof for 4 hours. He said, with David HaMelech next to him, sitting on the roof. David HaMelech was next to him. And he went through the whole Tehillim, I think that's what he told me. Most of it, he went through Tehillim. And he came back to himself. And he went to speak to the Rebbe to talk to him. And they got him some help with a therapist and to work on things. But the Rebbe said that within those 2 weeks, 3 or 4 of his siblings who were going through terrible tzaras themselves had yeshuas. Because while he was davening for himself, he started davening for his sisters and his brothers. And this one got engaged, and the other one had this, and this one had that. And he said that the fellow's like 31 or 32 years old, told him that he always heard a million talks growing up about the Koach of Tefillah. And it always bothered him, like, you know, he says, I don't know, I don't see anything happening. But then he said that for the first time in my life, right, when I was about to kill myself and I sat down to daven, he said, for the first time in my life, I realized that I had never really davened before. This was my first davening. I'm 30 years old, it's my first davening. And it worked, as he said. It was my first davening, but I really davened. And he said, it saved my life. And he started seeing a yeshua. So I said to the Rebbe, this fellow's been, you know, he's not married. So I said, I hope he remembered to daven for himself to get this. He said he did. And he said that just before, the Rebbe said that just before he came to America, which was 2 days ago, that there was a very nice shidduch that was suggested for him. And that the family said yes. And this is all from when he was standing by the edge of the building looking down. It was kemat over. And at the last minute, he just said, you know, that he went to that place of the not anything advanced or fancy or some eitzah. He just went to that place of Avi, my father, you know, and he said, this is what he was just telling this to me. So it's interesting because he called me up. I know him for many years. He's a good guy. I mean, he's a character, but he's a good guy. And he said to me, he has to speak to me today. He says he wants to give me some chizik. So, you know, that when they say that usually that he wants to give me some chizik means, you know, he's coming for a check. And how I'm going to get the chizik from that, meaning that he'll be mezakim me with the mitzvah of helping him. That's usually what that means. I mean, I'm doing this for many years. He says, it's a chmoy shani magia, it's a chazek otcha. He said, Nachton Neshe B'yachad, I said, okay, B'sed, Bo. So I told him I could use some chizik, so come. And, you know, I had my book ready with the check. And that guy told me this ma'isa. And I said, Apam b'met ata chazakta oti. Really, what he told me is gevaldig chizik. He gave me a good check also. He needs it. It's not for himself, he's helping people. But it's gevaldige chizik, this story. And he went through, he was telling me the details about how his brother was, a whole maisa, his brother was accused of some crime, that it was a crazy accusation. He said his brother's a tzaddik and he was accused of something. And they don't have any money for lawyers and they didn't know what to do. And after he did this davening, the next day, the brother comes in front of the judge, and the judge looks at, takes out this file, and he starts looking at the papers, and he said he was there. The brother wrote, and he said, "Esh." The judge says, "Esh, shtiyot." He turns the page, goes, "Shtiyot," turns the page, "Shtiyot," and he gave him a fine of 500 shekel That was the whole thing. That he said, not dal, it's 500 shekel. And he said, just stay away from that place, whatever. He was accused of shoplifting or something. He said, never did it, but he said, don't go back. He said, don't go back to that store. He says, I'm not going to, for a month, he can't go back to the store for a month. He said, I'm not going to go back to the rest of my life. And this all's from the davening by the brother. And the other thing is that the brother was spoiled with this tefillah. And he said that he had David HaMelech who was sitting the whole time next to him. We were together the whole time. The Koch of tefillah. But he said, I always heard about it, but I never knew it. It was true. So a person, we could think that we've davened. And how come we don't see without davening? Again, not that the yisoid of tefillah is that we get what we want. I'm not going to go through that. Shmooze, everybody knows that shmooze. But stuff goes off, it's very, very powerful. But a person goes whole life and he davens three times a day and he never davened. We learned in the his brother's chabur, in the parak that we just finished it, the parak on emes, on being honest with Hashem, that Rabbi Nachman, he brought there from Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Nachman said, the person has to daven his whole life. They should say one dibur that's true. Because if the daven, you should be zeichet to say one thing that's to talk one time that's in a way that's honest to Hashem as well. The one dibur that's true. The miyachzik hazeh shel olazav es adibur Hashem es baruch. And if the person in this matzav doesn't let go of Hashem, he keeps on talking. It's almost like when we were kids, there was always some movie about people on a plane and like the pilot and the co-pilot or something died, and it's like some guy that's got to land, he's got to land the plane. That was like that was a popular theme in movies. And there's some guy that doesn't have a driver's license or something, and he's got 200 people on the plane. He's got to bring this plane in for a landing, and he's got the chevra in the control tower say, okay, we're gonna talk you through this. Just stay with us, right? Stay with us, and lahav the $5,000. What Hashem Shabbat says is just stay with me, stay with me, and you'll land. I'll help you land, but don't let go. Just stay with me. Stay with me the whole time. And you'll land. I'll talk you through it, and you'll talk you through. We'll talk together through it. Batfila elovet larega calls man hanisoyin yinatzeach bevada yinatzeach bevada. What does it mean yinatzeach bevada? Look at footnote Shin. Gamsach moldi zaher. First, have to be very careful. Lahachshiv kol tzas es garbus shem etzliach. Now, how do you measure hatzlocha? That's a very, very big mistake that people make, and we've spoken about that over the years, thousands of times. How does one measure hatzlocha? Hatzlocha doesn't mean that you're completely finished necessarily. It could be that there was some in the nisayon, there was some slight. Some partial success, that you would have done something much worse and you did something much less. And the different ways of measuring Hatzlocha and to appreciate whatever the Hatzlocha was. And therefore, it's very important. Even if you were not Matzliach completely, but you were Matzliach at least partially, that's also Chashiv. And you should be Machshiv, the partial Hatzlocha as well. He called Tsas his garbus as man kazeh. Any his garbus at that moment, any netzach at that moment, any nitzachin at that moment, even if it's a little bit of a nitzachin, shove k'mo mea palmer b'zman acher is equal to a hundred times the hatzlacha in a regular time. V'yisamitz b'kol karchal kol ma'at shiuchel his garbus, and therefore you put your karchas and don't have this thought that it's only considered to be hatzlacha if I'm completely, absolutely 1,000% matzliach. It's not. Whatever hatzlacha, any hatzlacha. Afilu umkvanichshol ma'at, Rachman Lassan, even if you already had, in that inyan already, there's been some failure. but to continue and to try as much as you can to stay with the control tower and to go through. Afilum ka nechshal ma'at rachman l'islam. We is bani b'Yosef HaTzadik. We always talk about, to think about Yosef HaTzadik. Shalafi erka nechshal ma'at, as we know, that on his madrega, Yosef HaTzadik was nechshal when he was with the wife of Potiphar, with that ma'isa. We know, Chazal tell us, that on his madrega, he didn't touch her, but he himself, there was some zera that left him, and for him, that was a terrible, terrible catastrophe. It was a terrible catastrophe that he couldn't control himself. Avlois Yaish. So what could have happened at that moment was once Yosef HaTzadik was unraveling, once he was untied, so to speak, and there was already a michshol because something did happen to him. So what many people do would be to say, all right, so, you know, that's it. So far, you know, I felt I lost my perfect record. I felt, but Yosef HaTzadik is, even though in his madrega he was nechshol mahat, of lo yisayish, he wasn't misyayish. Vehechzik b'nehemonis laHashem esbarach. And he held on to the Kedosh Baruch Hu, lahamshich lisgaber, to keep whatever. Okay, that happened. Ma shahaya haya, may da hava hava. So, afilu shel lechayra kvar nichshol ma'at. Even though lechayra, on his madrega, certainly it happened that nichshol ma'at, that he already was nichshol on some level. So it was no longer a perfect record. Ein shleimus. V'nitzachin gomer. There's no shleimus. There's no complete nitzachin. By dezeh zochlias mekav lemidas hayisai. Even though Yaakov, you know, his father had a perfect record, l'rokeri miyomav, Chazal say, Yaakov never had such a michshel ever in his life. But Yaakov is not the Merkava, is not the Sherish of the Midah of Yisod, Tavke Yosef, who was Mezgab, in that Matzav. He's the Merkava of the Midah of Yisod. It's a tremendous limud from that. It wasn't about perfection, it was about in that Matzav that he was in, not letting go. That's the Midah of Yisod. Ki ein lechapes shleimus. Because the avoda of a Jew is not lechape shleimus, even though you could hear many, many talks like that, and we heard many things like that from teachers and rabbis and so on. But ain lechape shleimus. Ela lesamitz b'chol yicholta. It's not shleimus. It's the lesamitz. Everybody knows that very often that inyan of shleimus and that that need for shleimus, which oftentimes is just a matter of gaiva, of the ego, that inyan of shleimus oftentimes brings a person down, that need for perfection, or it very often doesn't, not only doesn't it work, it's the opposite. The ikar vayda v'yid is les amitz b'kol yichalta, that's all. To try your hardest. It's not about that. I was perfect. I had a perfect record. It's not perfect. So the samus b'chol yichalta. L'smach b'chol k'tzas u'k'tzas shematzliach. And not to be said, but to feel simcha with every little bit that you were matzliach. Even if you were only partially successful with this. That's why we see that there are midas in the midah of netzach. There's chesed shebenetzach, gvur shebenetzach, tefer shebenetzach, and so on. Whatever little bit of nitzachin, the person should be besimcha, even with a little bit of nitzach, even with a little bit of netzach. Okay, so to summarize this maimer, I say sikum darchei hamelchama. In this Maimer, we learned some wonderful drachim in Avaida. This garba al yodam al hanesyanis, shkol echad oiver bechayev. To be mezgaber by using these to overcome the nesyanis that we have in life. Obviously, it's important to review all of these things. This is not just a limud of. We're not learning this sefer to. Even though we do learn new things, but it's the ikkah here is not to gain some intellectual insight. It's practically how to apply the Derech HaBaal Shem day by day in our lives. That's the whole purpose of this sefer Bayom Derkacha. So b'may mezeh is baru b'siyaita d'shmaya d'achar b'nifloim is garbal yodam l'isani shkola achar eva b'chayev omnum ha'koishi ha'godol hu. Of course, the hard thing is shebishas nisayin ha'nisayin ha'odam b'derech klal milbulbal. At the time of the Nisayin, a person is usually very, very mixed up. I've spoken about this many times over the years. Any of you familiar with Dr. Sarno? You're familiar with it, right? I mean, he was Nifta a few years ago. He's very old. So I'm not going to go through that whole fascinating sugya. You know, I have personal experience and very, very unbelievable. My wife and myself with that, with Hatzlocha, using that mahalach. But it's a way of thinking. There are many doctors that poo-poo it, but there are millions of people, apparently, who have been helped by it. Hashem has made us in such a way where our mind has tremendous kaiches. And it's, if I see that you all heard of it, I read someplace like next to Tanakh is the best-selling book in the world. His first book. There are a couple of others. I mean, afterwards he has a whole sheet. There's a whole mahalach. When I was going through some suffering with the pain, terrible pain that I had in my shoulder, and I went with a friend of mine who had his tzar with his back, and we went to, in Bor Park. There's a shiur that's given once a month. We went to the shiur by his Talmud Chacham that made a connection, a personal connection with Dr. Sarno, so what he had something with his, I think, his wife.
Rabbi and Katz.
What?
Rabbi Katz.
Yeah. So we made an appointment. I told you when I called him up to make this appointment. I mean, it's a packed room. There's and with the mechitza, men and women. And so when I called him up, I asked him if I can come. He's in the conversation. I know his brother from Far Rockaway. It's a shul over there. And I remember him also. He used to come to the shul. They used to take turns. The brothers, all Tamini Chacham, they would come take turns after the father was Nifter. He told me I have more chassidim than the square rabbi. That's what he told me. So he's very humble. He said, it's not his own. He went to Dr. Sarno. I'll tell you in a second why I'm telling this. He went to Dr. Sarno. And he was able to get an appointment with him quite a while ago, some years ago. And he said, look, there are a lot of people in my community that are suffering from these things. And it would be helpful if maybe I could sit with you for an hour or two and you could, you know, give me a personal shir, a chabur. I mean, he read the book and everything. And he said that his Rabbi Katz, I recall, said that his wife, I don't know if it was him or his wife, they were in a wheelchair. They hadn't walked in a long time. And she was fine. So Dr. Sarno worked with him, and spent some time with him, and then Rabbi Katz gives. I don't know if he's still doing it. I mean, I this was already maybe 4 years ago when I went, and I had already been working with this, and my wife had success with this using the book, but I wanted to go because it's important to go for like Chazara and just some pointers, and he gives the shirts together with Chazals and with all kinds of interesting Chazir Vetlev. It's a whole Chavaya. So, standing room only. And he even told a story there about a certain big Rosh Hashiva in Muncie who had been in a wheelchair and that they worked with this method, and that this Rosh Hashiva in Muncie, within a month that he was walking again, and somebody called out from the women's section, it's not true, it was within 2 weeks, it was my father, because that was the Rosh Hashiva from Muncie. So the reason I'm telling this to you is because there's this whole book, the first book, where he explains the whole how he was a very chashev, I think neurologist, I guess, I don't know what you're familiar with this, Steve, with his method. He was a chashev in the 50s. He was a chashev doctor, and what he was seeing was that a lot of the back pain, that there was no physical, there were no signs of physical injury, lower back, whatever he was looking at. The kid said, so he, in the book, he explains this whole mahalach, and but you know, when you're in that matzev and you're feeling that, so what are you supposed to do, like chaza this whole book? You know, you grab the book and take that. So he has this, there's like this one page that there are just a tamsis of the main things to think about b'shas ma'isa. And he said the rest of the book really you could ignore. The rest of the book was just to explain, you know, how I came to this and what these, but you have to memorize. You have to memorize these points. And I'm telling you, B'didi, myself, that sometimes when there's something particularly stressful that I hear about, which is almost every day, but there's, like in Yonim, so I start to feel right away a shot of pain in my shoulder. A horrible shot of pain. And then I close my eyes and I ask Hashem to help me. And I review, I say, I don't just think, I say over the points, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hei, Vav, I say them over and I repeat them a few times, and it works. Li'ayin har. This is what I do. Not once or twice, Keseida, this is how I live. It's not just a happens or coincidence. And B'shas Ma'aseh, when I was going through the pain, it was so clear that the sheresh of it was emotional, because one morning I woke up and I had it on the other shoulder as well. And the doctor was ready, I was already scheduled to go for surgery. And I called it off at the last minute. And I said, I'm going to work on this, because my wife had an issue with her back years earlier, where it was so bad she couldn't walk. Ushi had to carry her into the doctor. Mamish. My son had to carry her into the doctor. She couldn't walk. And also, she worked with this mahalach, like Sano, and then also, it wasn't a month, it was 2 weeks. Maybe not even 2 weeks. So what's difficult, what he's saying here, is that the problem is that Shibashas and Yisayin other medach klam milbulbal, that usually when you're going through an Yisayin, or in this case, the marshal of physical pain, you're feeling this terrible pain, You're just in a horrible place. You're confused, and you can't remember a whole book, and a million aces. You're just not in that place in your mind, and you're just not in that place to go there. Ma'ato harbe. It's really even a little bit. It's hard. And it's very hard at that moment to remember what you learned, what you read. Therefore, when it comes to Avodas Hashem, this inyan that we're learning about in the Siyonis and all of Avodas Hashem, that's one of the most wonderful things about this Sefer. When it comes to Avodas Hashem, b'shevemes rotzel hatzliach, sheyeda shemuchrach shehu ba'asma yisakem bebihirus. You have to summarize. You have to write down. You have to have little tzetlach, pieces of paper in your life, or a little notebook where you write down, and you have it, and it's yours, and you could take it out. If you're a person that has a very strong mind, that you're able to have those few points, or if not, or even if you do have that, so then you have it written down, and it's something that you have with you. It's part of your life that goes with you everywhere.
Is that your siddur, or is that your own personal tefillas?
No, I'm not talking about your siddur. I'm talking about
writing your own personal.
These points that we're just going to go over right now. Yisakim b'yivus ma'him adrachim anogim ilov. The drachim, like we learned the whole maimer here, whatever it is, like 20 pages, you learn a whole maimer to review it. He's going to give a little bit of a review now in a second, but to review it and to write down those points that resonated with you and that you work with and to have it with you and to keep it with you. It's, nowadays it's very easy because everybody has a phone. So you could put on you could have a whole section on your phone just for these in Yonim. Well, you mean it for Shabbos, so you have to. But to always have this. Ma heim hadrachim hanogim elov. What are the drachim hanogim elov? Hanogim elov. Bofen shehem yubruim v'chayim etzot, that they should be clear. Summarized. Aleph, Beis, Gimel, not the whole spiel. Because at the time of the Nisayin, you can't go through the whole Torah. You have to have the points. So here's just a short sikum. But this isn't enough. But don't just use my sikum. Go over the parak, he says, and write your own sikum. And to look it over. And not just to take it out when you're having the Nisayin. But every now and then to go over this. Kadesh lo chai bizman in Nisayin. So that when you're in a Nisayin, it should be alive. This piece of paper, this it should be, the sikum should be chai, should be alive. Gimel matzav miyesh l'adam. There are three matzav that a person has. Aleph. When your mind and your emotions are b'chol taikif, are very strong, in other words, you're really in a good place, you're balabas over yourself, intellectually, emotionally, that's one matzav. Beis. G'shamagish chalash, when you're feeling weak. Gimel, g'shamagish she'en l'koyach v'chiyas klav, when you feel no koyach, no chiyas at all. So matzav aleph. So if you're in that first matzav, you're in a strong place, you're having an Nisayin, but you're in a strong place, Seichel and Hergish. So kshemigia taiva, when you have a taiva, yizbonin b'roa shalah, you mizbonin to contemplate the ra in this, v'kamashlo kedai l'kachta, and how it's not kedai to indulge in this. And you get to think over why is it ra, why is it not kedai? Besides that the Torah says this, or to try to even remember what the Torah says, or what halacha says, or what you learned about something, if you're in a good place to think about these things. And since you're in a good place, to try to stay focused on Ahavas Hashem and all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for you, v'chulei v'chulei. And to go in Bariches HaMachshav, to think about it at length. That's Matzav Aleph. Matzav Beis, when you're weak, Ya'irer v'ya'ir ba'atzmo cheshek lezgaber. To try to be ma'ir within yourself, a cheshek to lezgaber, to be mezgaber with this Nisayin. Ad sheyagish yesh lekoch v'rotzen lezgaber. Until you begin to feel a rotzen, more of a will and more willpower and strength to be mezgaber, v'yesh lo chiyus mehezgabres. V'zayidei sheyargish ad libo as achas mehezboininuyos shehezbaru le'el. And the way to do that is by taking to heart and trying to review one of the hezboininuyos, one of the methods of his bainanus that we were learning in the parak, and to go over. I'm not going to go over them now, but to go over, to have them again, to write down, to go over one of these. But Sarach, because you're still, even though you're weak, this person is still has the ability to go over these. Sarach kol echad liras mahi his bainanus hamedaberes elav. And each person should try to understand which his bainanus, which type of his bonus is when the Beres Eilov speaks to him, and to focus on that way of thinking, or that particular meditation or his abundance that speaks to him. V'yisakim oisa heitev, and you should have always a summary of this. Shetia muchana etzlo le'es pekuda. That you should have ready. That it should be with you. Le'es pekuda. When there's a need for it. Lo'ayra bo miyad cheshek lihilachem. To be ma'ayra within yourself. This cheshek to be in the war. To fight. V'la'asoysay ha'cholash yoymer gibor ani. To be able to, even though you feel weak, but to be able to come back to feeling a sense of strength. And again, it's important to say these things, to try to be someplace or to go somewhere where you could talk about it. All of these things are always together with davening, of course, together with davening, asking Hashem for help. But to talk about these things. That's the second matzav. And Matzav Gimel, Yikones Ladaber and Hashem Esbar believe Vitor. When you have absolutely no chias, no, you're just very, very, very out of it, but you don't want to go through this, you know, you want to be Menatzeach. So even if there's a little bit of enough of wanting to at least do this, Yikones Ladaber and Hashem Esbar, as we just learned today. To go into that place of speaking, crying out to Hashem with emunah pshuta, just pashtus and tamimus, believe vitur, not to let go. V'yasek bay ubedibur imo, to hold on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ubedibur imo, and continue speaking to him. Bli l'stakel mahu margish, without thinking about what you're feeling, whether you have strength, you don't have strength, and to think about any of those things. Just to keep on talking, to keep on davening, and the burim of Amunah, and Pshitus, and so on, ad shinatzeach, until you're able to be minatzeach. Okay, so we should all try to do that, to be matzliach. The next maimer we're not going to start now, but we'll begin next week in Mitzvah Lekavod Shavuos. We're going to learn the next maimer on Torah, and what is it that we're trying to accomplish? What do we think about when we're learning Torah? Mitzvah will start next.